大家早安。
Thank you so much for having me here.
好多謝你邀請我哋嚟啊。
It is truly a pleasure each time I come back.
我每次翻嚟咧都係好開心。
But this time I have to say I'm a little bit humbled.
但係今次咧，我真係要覺得自己要謙卑啲。
Maybe more than a little bit humbled.
可能多啲謙卑。
With Brother Tim translating for me.
因為有我去幫佢翻譯。
Because his Chinese is definitely better than mine.
因為佢嘅中文可能。好我少少啦。
I think more than Holland. I think it's like 真係 very good. So thank you Tim for translating.
多謝我哋幫佢翻譯。
Today's passage comes from Matthew chapter 5.
今日嘅經文咧就係讀馬太福音。
And in the passage, Jesus talks about being the salt of the earth.
今日馬太福音第五章咧就講緊耶穌叫我哋做世上嘅鹽。
And he speaks of being the light of the world.
同埋作世上嘅光。
And if you've been a Christian for any number of years,
咁如果咧你係做咗基督徒好多年咧
，if you've been to church for maybe more than a year,
可能你翻教會都翻多過一年啦。
I'm sure you've looked at this passage before.
咁我諗你都讀過依篇經文啦。
It's a passage that is written about in songs.
咁依篇經文咧都係喺啲歌度成日唱嘅。
It's talked about easily in sermons and in Bible studies.
咁好多時咧講道咧都係講呢篇經文嘅。
And most typically we talk about the light aspect of the passage.
咁好多時咧我哋係講光嗰方面嘅喎。
Because it's easy to talk about light and how it expresses our Christian faith.
因為光咧係容易啲明白同埋容易啲表達我哋自己嘅信仰。
Our churches make use of light.
我哋嘅教會成日都用光啦。
With our windows and the stained glass letting light in.
我哋睇到啲窗啊，睇到啲光入嚟嘅。
It would be easy for me to turn off all the lights and to turn on a flashlight and illustrate to you what light means for us.
咁我亦都可以示範，譬如熄曬啲燈啊，咁著一個電燈筒咧，去照亮有光嘅。
But I think less often do people talk about salt.
但係好少人咧就係講鹽嗰方面喎。
Because it's not always that easy to understand what salt means.
因為我哋可能唔明白乜嘢叫做鹽。
Sometimes people will talk about salt and the taste of salt.
很多時咧，啲人講鹽咧，就係講佢個味道。
Maybe for some of you who love to cook, you understand how strong and how powerful and flavorful salt can be.
咁你如果譬如中意煮嘢食嘅人咧，你就知道鹽係有幾有好處啦。
For those of you who cook or who like to eat, you know that without any salt, food can taste very, very bland.
咁你都知道啦，如果你煮嘢食唔落鹽咧，就會好淡嘅。
And so maybe for you this morning, when we talk about salt and Jesus saying you've lost your saltiness,
咁你今朝你聽到話耶穌話我哋係冇咗鹽嗰個味咧
？Maybe simply the message that you need to hear today is that you've lost your flavor.
可能咧你就係要諗下自己係咪我哋失咗做基督徒嘅味道啦
？That perhaps for your Christian life you've lost what it means to have that flavor of life.
你嘅生命啊有冇味咧
？And if you need to hear that today.
咁你可能要今日聽呢個篇經文啦。
I'm very happy for you just to hear that and continue praying about that.
咁如果你覺得神係同你講呢方面咧，咁我都等你好開心。
Because I think flavor and being tasteful is something important for us as Christians.
因為做基督徒咧，有味咧，有鹽嘅味咧，係好重要嘅。
Perhaps you really need to sign up for one of the upcoming retreats so that you can regain your flavor.
可能咧，你嚟緊咧有啲退休會咧，你係要報名嘅，咁可以重新有翻呢種味。
But I did a little bit of research.
但係咧，我自己做一啲研究喎。
And as you study salt, more is revealed.
咁咧，當我係研究咧，我就知道咩嘢叫做鹽啦。
I got my kosher salt today.
咁呢啲咧係猶太人嘅戒律係合用嘅。
Now again, if you need to think about what it means to be flavorful.
咁你諗下啦，鹽係要有味喎。
I'm going to put the salt there beside the tea because it's tasty。
我就會擺嗰個鹽咧，擺喺個 tea 隔離，因為佢係 tasty， 係有味嘅。
And if you want to keep thinking about the flavor in your life, you can keep thinking about that。
如果你覺得想係記住鹽嗰個味咧，你可以繼續咁諗喎。
But I did a little bit more study about salt。
但係咧，我自己再研究多啲。
And I found out that in the first century, and for decades, and if not centuries, the Jewish people used salt in different ways.
咁我發覺咧，當係第一世紀嘅猶太人咧，佢哋用鹽嘅方法有好多唔同嘅用法嘅喎。
They would actually take their salt.
咁佢咧，佢哋就攞啲鹽咧
，and scatter it.
咁就撒落
on their plants
啲植物嗰度
，and they would throw it on their soil。
咁咧就撈埋啲泥入邊
，to help things grow。
係幫嗰啲生啲植物咧係生長。
Now I'm terrible at growing flowers at home。
我咧自己種花係好差嘅。
When I bury things in the earth，
當我埋咗啲植物咧
，it's like a cemetery，
就好似墳場咁啦。
Things don't come to life。
嗰啲植物咧就係唔會有生命嘅。
Does anybody here grow flowers and enjoy plants？
有冇人喺度係中意種花嘅，或者中意種植物㗎
？Anybody at all？ Some people。If you put salt on your plants, what would happen？
如果你擺啲鹽落你啲植物咧，你會點咧
？They would probably die。
可能會死喎。
The salt, if we use today, if we poured it on our plants, it would burn them. Actually，
如果我哋倒啲鹽落嗰啲植物度咧，可能會燒傷啲植物。
My uncle in Hong Kong would often tell me about when he was a child。
咁我個我自己有個叔咧，就喺香港咧，就會解釋俾我聽啦。
And he said he would pour salt on insects。
佢會擺啲鹽咧落啲蟲上。
And he would watch them die。
咁佢就望住佢死啦。
And in the same way, if we poured salt on plants today, they would die。
咁如果我哋係倒我哋而家有啲鹽咧落嗰啲植物咧，都會死嘅喎。
So then why did the ancient Israelites pour salt on their plants？
咁點解第一世紀嗰啲猶太人咧會倒啲鹽落啲植物度咧
？With a little bit of research，
咁我再研究咯。
We understand that the salt used in ancient times，
咁我知道咧嗰時咧嗰啲鹽咧係少少唔同嘅。
Was not like the salt we have today，
就唔同我哋而家用嗰啲鹽。
In fact。If you break down on a molecular level，
如果你再睇下嗰個成分咧
，salt in ancient times was made of magnesium。
鹽咧就係嗰時咧就有啲鎂嚟做嘅。
And gypsum，
同埋有啲石膏。
And gypsum，
咁石膏咧
，is used as fertilizer even today。
係我嚟做肥料嘅，而家都係用嘅。
And so the ancient Israelites understood that using salt would actually help。Their plants grow。
咁嗰啲猶太人咧知道咧，依啲鹽咧係會幫到啲植物去生長嘅。
When I looked at other passages in the Bible about this salt and light，
咁我當我睇下查第二啲篇第二啲經文嗰時咧
，I discovered that I'm missing a slide。Don't worry about it. We're going to skip that. So in the first century, they threw salt on their soil。
咁嗰啲猶太人咧就會撒啲鹽咧落嗰啲泥度喎。
And they would cause life to grow。
咁就會幫嗰啲生植物咧去生長啦。
My question for us then today。
咁我有條問題俾你。
Did Jesus mean you've lost your taste？
咁耶穌係咪問你哋有冇失去咗你做基督徒嘅味道咧
？Or was he saying to the first century Jewish people, you've lost what it means to bring life to other people？
定係佢問緊啲猶太人，你係咪失去咗你嘅幫人哋去成長嘅能力咧
？For some of us in our schools or workplaces，
咁我哋可能有啲人係學生啦，或者我哋翻工啦。
We think to ourselves, what's in it for me？
咁我哋要諗下，對我有咩好處咧
？Why isn't this teacher giving me more better information？
點解依個先生個老師唔係俾我多啲嘅知識咧
？Why isn't this work paying me better？
點解依份工唔會俾多啲人工俾我咧
？But maybe Jesus is saying to you today。
咁可能耶穌同你咁講喎。
You're there to bring life to other people。
你係喺嗰度去影響第二啲人，去幫佢哋成長。
Because that's what Jesus said to the first century Jewish people。
因為耶穌就係咁樣同嗰啲第一世紀嘅猶太人咁講啦。
You've lost your saltiness。
你就失咗你個味啦。
You've lost what it means to bring life to others。
你失去咗你個俾人哋生命嘅一個能力。
Now I did a little bit more research。
咁我再研究咯。
And I realized that in the first century, the Jewish people used salt for other things.
咁我知道咧，第一世紀嘅猶太人咧，又用啲鹽咧做第啲嘢。
That they would take their salt and pour it on their food.
咁咧，佢就會擺啲鹽落去啲食物度。
They would freshly catch their fish.
咁佢就會捉啲魚啦。
They would freshly kill their meat.
咁佢就會劏嗰啲羊啊。
And they would cover it with salt.
咁佢就倒啲鹽上高。
Not just lightly sprinkled.
就唔係話少少喎
，but completely cover it with salt。
就係但係成嚿肉都冚滿曬鹽。
We do that today sometimes, don't we？
咁我哋而家都係做呢樣嘢嘅喎。
We cover food completely。
我哋好多時咧都係冚住曬用鹽咧冚住曬我啲食物嘅喎。
And we do that not just for flavor。
咁我哋咁做法唔係因為加啲鹹嘅味。
But the ancient Jewish people, much like today, wanted to preserve their food。
但因为呢嗰啲人呢同埋而家嗰啲人呢都係想攞到啲盐多啲食物度係保存啲食物。
And they discovered that by pouring salt on fresh food, it would make it last longer.
咁呢如果倒啲盐呢去腌或者係保存嗰啲食物呢就会嗰啲肉呢就会係长啲嘅可以食嘅。
They didn't have refrigerators.
因为他们没有雪柜的嘛。
In the desert, they didn't have grocery stores on every treetop.
咁喺沙漠度咧就冇超级市场嘅。
So they needed to find a way to preserve things longer.
咁佢哋要揾啲方法咧去保存啲食物。
In ancient times, salt was so highly regarded.
咁嗰阵时咧就盐咧系好重要嘅。
For the way it preserved things.
因为咧佢哋会保存。
That oftentimes they would actually pour it over newborn babies.
咁咧佢就会有啲佢哋咧就會倒啲鹽粒落啲新出世嘅嬰孩啦。
So could I have the baby for demonstration, please?
有冇個 BB 可以俾佢示範咧
？It was so highly regarded.
因為鹽係好重要嘅。
Because salt could remove the impurities.
因為咧鹽咧係可以去除掉咧啲雜質嘅。
On a molecular level.
咁又再睇翻嗰啲細微啲嘅方面。
We know that salt absorbs.The impurities in an animal.
咁我哋知道咧，盐咧系可以吸收咧嗰啲杂质嘅。
It absorbs the moisture.
咁就会吸收水啦。
And it absorbs the bacteria.
同埋吸收一啲细菌嘅。
So that it can last longer.
咁啲嘢咧就可以再保存得长啲。
So maybe when Jesus says you've lost your saltiness.
咁可能咧，耶稣咧就对你讲你冇咗味嗰时咧。
He's actually saying to the first century Jewish people.You've lost what it means to absorb the impurities around you.
可能咧，佢哋就耶稣就系同啲以色列人讲咧，就系你失去咗你个吸收杂质个能力。
You've lost what it means to take away the sin that is in your life.
你就失去咗个能力去除掉嗰啲自己生命嘅罪。
You've forgotten what it means to take away the corruption.
你唔识得去除掉周围嘅腐败。
You've forgotten what it means to take away the lying that is around you.
或者周围嘅欺骗。
You've forgotten what it means to take away the stealing that's around you.
或者喺隔篱周围嘅见到嘅嘅偷嘢。
And I think Jesus is saying the same thing to us.
咁可能咧，耶稣系同我哋一样咁讲。
In many ways, we just live every day just like everybody else.
我哋每一日过一日咧，就好似其他人咁样。
And yet, in our workplaces.
咁喺我哋工作。
We know that people do things that just aren't really right.
可能我哋见到啲人做啲嘢咧，系真系唔对路嘅。
And we're not sure how we should act.
咁我哋唔知道我哋自己应该点反应。
And sometimes we think we should just do like everybody else.
可能我哋觉得我哋应该好似人哋咁样。
Or at school, in university, or wherever you may be studying.
或者我哋喺我哋学校或者大学嗰时。
Well, other students look at these old exams, so isn't it okay for us to look at old exams?
如果第二学生会睇翻啲旧嗰啲试卷，咁系咪我可以一样咁做咧
？And other friends go to these parties and those parties. Is it really bad for me to go?
咁如果我见到啲朋友去唔同嘅派对，咁我应该我系咪应该去咧
？But when Jesus says you've lost your saltiness,
但系主耶稣话我哋冇咗味嗰时咧
，Does he simply mean you've lost your flavor and your taste?
佢系咪话我哋冇咗我哋盐嗰阵味咧？
Does he mean you've forgotten what it means to bring life to other people?
定系佢话紧我哋听，我哋唔识得点去带俾人哋生命咧
？Or does he mean you forgot what it means to absorb the impurities around you?
定系佢问紧我哋系咪应该我哋唔记得点样去吸收我哋周围嘅杂质
？And I did a little bit more research.
咁我再研究。
And I realized that salt was used in other ways in the Old Testament.
咁我知道咧喺旧约咧盐咧系用啲唔同嘅方面。
Now just imagine you were an ancient Israelite.
咁你谂下，你当自己咧系一个以色列人。
And you were wandering around in the desert.
咁你喺沙漠度咁游下游下咁样。
And eventually you probably became hungry.
咁咧你觉得你肚饿咯。
And so you thought to yourself, how will I cook my food?
咁谂下我点样可以煮啲嘢食咧
？Now remember you're in the desert.
咁記住喺沙漠入邊喎。
And you wanted to build a fire to cook your food.
咁你要生火先可以燒到嘢食噶嘛。
So how would you start a fire in the desert?
咁你喺沙漠度點樣可以生火咧
？Does anyone know?
有冇人知道
？Maybe you might find a tree.
可能你會揾到棵樹啦。
And you'll burn that.
咁你可以燒棵樹啦。
But eventually, if you're in the desert, you find no more trees.
但係如果你喺沙漠度，你有幾多棵樹俾你燒咧
？Or you burn them all already？
可能你燒曬咯。
So the ancient Israelites discovered，
咁嗰啲以色列人咧就發現
，that the salt that they had，
就佢哋嗰啲鹽咧
，oh not the salt， sorry，
哦唔係嗰啲鹽
，that they discovered that they could burn animal manure。
佢哋發現咧，其實咧可以燒啲糞咧就可以生火嘅。
Now it didn't smell very good。
咁當然唔係好，陣味唔係好香啦。
And it probably wasn't very appetizing。
咁你聞到都唔係好，都冇乜胃口食嘢啦。
I'm sure a lot of people lost weight。
咁可能嗰啲人好瘦嘅，唔食嘢嘅。
But it would burn。
咁嗰啲糞咧係會燒喎。
And they could cook their food。
咁佢哋可以燒啲嘢食啦。
And the ancient Israelites discovered one more thing。
咁啲以色列人咧就發現咗多樣嘢喎。
That if they took their salt，
就如果佢用嗰啲鹽咧
，and their salt came in bricks。
咁佢啲鹽咧嗰時咧係好似磚頭咁樣嘅。
It didn't come in sand and granular form that they could sprinkle。
就唔係好似我哋而家一盒咁樣可以撒出嚟嘅。
Their salt was rock salt。
就有一嚿嚿咁樣嘅。
They discovered that if they took their bricks of salt and put it under the manure。
咁如果佢擺嚿磚嗰嚿鹽咧，就擺喺嗰啲糞下低咧
，it would cause the manure to burn hotter。
咁嗰啲糞咧就會燒得熱啲啦。
It would cause the manure to burn brighter。
就光啲啦。
And it would cause the manure to burn longer。
同埋會燒得長時間啲。
Now， I don't know what salt means to you today。
我唔知道鹽對你有咩意思。
I don't know if really all you need to hear is that you need to be tasty again in your life。
可能主耶穌就嗌你自己嘅生命要多啲味啦。
Maybe in your life you've thought yourself， yeah， maybe I've been a little bit selfish。
可能你覺得自己有少少自私啦。
And I need to learn what it means to bring life to other people。
咁我要好似我左邊話，要識得點可以俾帶生命俾人哋。
Maybe as you examine your life， you're not happy with some of the things that you've done。
或者你係覺得你自己好唔開心，對生命入邊有啲好唔開心嘅事發生咗啦。
Maybe you're not satisfied with some of the practices you've gone along with other people。
可能你唔係好開心，你自己點樣可以係同人哋一齊相處啦。
And maybe today you need to hear that you need to remove the impurities in your life。
可能神嗌你要除掉你自己生命嘅雜質啦。
But and to remove the sin that's in your own life。
同埋你自己嘅罪。
But maybe for some of you, you feel like Tim, you don't understand how bad my life is。
咁可能咧，有啲人你話牧師，你唔知道我自己生命咧有幾咁差。
And Tim, you don't understand how difficult life has been for me。
你唔知道咧，我自己生命有幾咁困難。
Maybe your family is difficult。
可能你自己家庭咧有好多困難啦。
Maybe your job situation seems impossible。
可能你工作上咧好多困難啦。
Maybe it seems like every term of school you seem to be failing and struggling to get by。
可能每個學期咧，你自己讀書讀得唔好啦。
For the Israelites in the first century，
咁嗰啲以色列人咧喺第一世紀。
They had been conquered by another nation。
佢成日都俾人哋攻擊嘅喎。
Everything they did had to go through another nation。
如果佢再行前一步咧，成日都去打人哋。
They felt like life was terrible。
佢哋成日都覺得生命咧係好差嘅。
They felt like they were at the bottom of a manure pile。
佢哋就覺得咧，佢哋好生命咧就好似喺啲糞下低度喎。
They felt that life was really stinky。
咁佢覺得佢哋自己生命咧，真係實在好差啦。
They felt that life was hit rock bottom。
佢哋覺得佢生命咧就好似個喺個谷底下低嗰度。
But Jesus says to them。
但係耶穌就咁同佢講喎。
That's exactly where I want you to be。
我就係想你喺嗰度。
That's exactly where I want you to be。
我就係想你喺嗰度。
To cause others。
去幫人哋。
To burn brighter。
去燒得光啲。
To cause others。
去幫人哋。
To burn longer。
去燒得長時間啲。
To understand their gifts and their potential。
去明白佢自己嘅恩賜。
And I don't know how difficult your life may be。
咁我唔知道你自己生命有幾困難。
But perhaps。
但係。
Perhaps that's exactly where God wants you to be。
可能神就係想你依家情況啦。
So for you this morning。
咁我哋今朝。
When Jesus says you've lost your saltiness。
當神咧就話你失咗你個味咧
，What does that mean？
係對你有咩意思咧
？Is Jesus saying to you you've lost what it means to have the flavor of life？
係咪話你冇咗生命嗰個味咧
？Maybe Jesus is challenging you to think who am I bringing life to？
或者主耶稣问你，我究竟可以带生命俾边个咧？
Maybe Jesus wants you to open your eyes to see that there's impurities and sin in your life that you need to remove.
或者神提醒你，你自己生命有啲杂质，你系要除掉咧？
But maybe Jesus, when he says you've lost your saltiness,
咁神话你听，你失去咗你个味嗰时。
Maybe he's saying you need to help other people burn brighter and longer.
可能佢嗌你帮其他人去烧得光啲同埋长啲。
For me, as I think about this passage,
但系当我去谂起呢篇经文嗰时咧
，there's yet one more meaning of salt.
就仲有一个意思
that I discovered while I was researching this passage.
系当我研究嗰时发现嘅。
And I discovered that in the Middle East and in the ancient times.
咁我發現咧喺中東咧，同埋喺舊約嗰陣時咧
，When people wanted to make an agreement with one another，
當有兩個人咧想有個約嗰時咧
，Sometimes they would sign a contract。
咁當然有時會簽個合同啦。
Sometimes they would have a handshake。
咁有時會握下手啦。
Other times they would share wine together as a covenant。
咁有時咧佢就會一齊飲下酒喎。
But other times they would share salt together。
係有陣時咧，佢哋會去一齊去分享下啲鹽喎。
In fact, even today in the Middle East,
咁就算而家喺中東咧
，some people will say to one another,
有啲人咧就會咁同大家講喎。
There's salt between us.
喺我哋之間有鹽。
And when they say that, it means we're friends forever.
咁因為咁講得同你咁講嗰時咧，就話我同你係永遠都係朋友。
And the reason why is because salt is a mineral.
因為咧係鹽咧係一個。礦物嚟嘅
，it's a rock，
係一嚿石嚟嘅
，it's not an herb or a plant that you eat，
就唔係好似一棵植物咁樣可以食得嘅
，but it's actually a rock that you put into your body，
其實就好似一嚿石咁擺落個身體入邊
，and many of us know that when we eat rock or when we eat salt， it stays in our body for a long time，
咁當我哋食如果食石頭啊或者係食礦物啊，就會喺我身體入邊咧長好長嘅時間嘅。
And so when I say to Tim, there's salt between us.
咁如果我同阿 Tim 隔離咧，就話如果我哋之間有鹽咧
，That means we're friends forever.
咁就係話咧，代表我哋係永遠都係朋友。
Because his Chinese is better than mine.
因為佢嘅中文比我好。
And so when I think about that idea,
咁我當我諗起呢方面嗰時咧
，It really makes me think about myself and my church.
咁我就俾我諗翻起我同我自己教會嘅關係。
And I've been at my church for 16 years now.
我而家喺我间教会嗰度咧，就已经16年啦。
Which is a long time.
一个好长嘅时间。
But recently, I've been working at other places as well.
但系最近咧，我喺唔同嘅地方喺度工作啦。
I'm still at my church.
我而家都依然喺我间教会度。
But sometimes I'm working in other places.
但有时我喺第啲地方度工作。
And for me,
咁对我嚟讲咧
，I always worry that the church doesn't realize I still believe there's salt between us.
有時咧，我教會可能唔記得我同我間教會係有個保持住一個關係嘅。
That though oftentimes I'm working in other places，
雖然我唔係成日都喺間教會度
，There's still a covenantal relationship。
但係我同我間教會係有份約喺度嘅。
There's still a relationship of permanence between myself and the church。
係有份關係嘅，長遠關係嘅。
And for me, as I struggle through that，
咁有時我自己諗下
，I think to myself, how can I make that even more strong？
我點樣可以更加再深入去令呢個關係好啲咧
？Our church has been in this community for some time now。
咁我哋間教會都喺一區都一段時間啦。
And it's been a little bit of a struggle to try to figure out how do we bless this community。
咁我哋都諗下，我哋點樣可以喺呢個區度咧去祝福別人咧
？How do we love the neighbors that are in this neighborhood？
我哋點可以愛我哋嘅鄰舍咧
？It's taken us a long time to learn about the neighborhood。
我哋都花好多時間去認識對方。
But we've discovered that the needs in this neighborhood are greater than we ever imagined.
但係咧，我哋發現咧，我哋呢區人咧嘅需要係多過我哋係諗得到嘅。
There's a local food bank at St. Jude's Wexford Anglican Church.
咁咧有個係捐食物嘅地方喺呢度附近嘅。
And every week it feeds families and children who need food.
咁每個禮拜咧，依間佢哋咧會就會俾嘢食俾嗰啲。啲窮嘅家庭啦，同埋細路啦。
Every month，
每個月
，over 300 families walk through those doors。
有超過300户人咧，去入嗰啲門口嘅。
Because they don't have enough food。
因為佢哋自己屋企入邊唔夠嘢食。
As we research this neighborhood more and more，
咁當我哋再發現下依一區嘅人有咩需要咧
？We realize sure there are some very big houses。
咁我哋睇到當然係好多唔好大嘅屋啦。
But as well, there's a whole set of apartment buildings.
但是我们再看远一点，看到有不同的楼的、哦。
Where many people new to Canada move there first.
很多时候新移民都会住在那些楼里面。
In fact, we've discovered that in Toronto and these apartment buildings, over 50% of the people there are not from Canada.
咁我哋發現咧，就係唔單止嗰幾棟樓啦，但係好多樓咧係超過五成嘅人咧都係屬於係啲新移民嘅人嚟住嘅。
Some have moved here to study.
可能有啲人咧係嚟讀書啦。
Some of them have moved here to work.
可能有啲人嚟做工啦。
But many of them have moved here as refugees.
但係好多人咧係用難民嘅身份咧嚟到加拿大。
They moved here because their home country was too dangerous to live.
因为他自己屋企、自己嘅家嗰个国家系真系好危险。
And in their life, they found that they have no home.
咁佢发现咧，佢喺自己国家系冇个家庭嘅。
And so Canada has embraced them.
所以咧，加拿大咧就接纳呢啲人。
And they found a home in those apartment buildings.
咁啊，就喺啲楼度咧揾到间一个屋企。
These are families with children.
咁呢啲家庭咧好多细路喎。
Who are new to Canada?
可能系新移民嚟嘅。
Families with children who don't understand English.
咁可能啲家庭咧，佢哋嘅英文唔系好识。
Who don't know what it means to survive in a new land.
可能佢哋唔识得去适应去喺个新嘅地方度生存。
For our church, it's been a struggle to figure out how do we love them more.
咁我哋间教会都研究，我哋点样可以爱呢啲人多啲咧
？We started a youth group in the neighborhood.
咁我哋自己都有个年青人组啦。
Where all the youth in the group are not from our church.
咁我哋呢個年輕人組咧，係啲年輕人唔係我屬於我哋自己教會嘅。
And over the last number of years, we've tried to build more and more relationships with them.
咁我哋呢幾年咧都繼續去有啲新嘅關係啦。
And this year, we tried something new.
咁今年我哋嘗試啲新嘢喎。
We every year hire summer students to help out at our church.
每年咧，我哋咧就要請啲暑期嘅學生去幫我哋。
And this year we decided to hire students that live in this community.
咁我哋咧就去请啲学生咧系住喺呢度附近嘅。
They don't go to our church.
佢哋唔系翻我哋教会喎。
They aren't Christians.
佢哋亦都唔系基督徒。
I'm not even sure if this was a good plan or not.
咁我自己都唔知道呢个系咪一个好嘅提议。
But we wanted to say to these families that there's salt between us.
但系我哋想同呢啲家庭咧就话我哋之间系有盐嘅。
And so we hired these students who actually were from Sri Lanka.
咁我哋请啲学生咧，有啲系喺斯里兰加嚟嘅。
Really, really. For some of them, this was their first job.
有啲人咧系第一份工嚟嘅。
For some of them, this is the first time they've ever set foot in a church.
有啲人系第一次翻教会。
But I know that at the end of the summer.
但系我知道咧，喺暑期完咗之后咧。
They know that there's salt between us.
佢哋就知道我哋之间系有盐嘅。冇電而家。咁對你嚟講係咩意思咧
？When Jesus says to you, "You've lost your saltiness."
當耶穌就話你失咗味嗰時咧
，How is God speaking to you today?
神係點樣同你個心説話咧
？Is He simply saying you've lost what it means to be tasty?
佢咪話俾你聽，你就係唔記得點樣可以做基督徒嘅味咧
？You've lost your flavor in life.
你又冇咗生命嘅味道咧
？Maybe for some of you, it means what does it mean to bring life to other people?
可能你唔记得点样去带别人去带生命俾佢哋咧
？Maybe for some of you, it's about the sin that's around you.
可能系你唔识得去除掉你自己生命嘅罪咧。
And Jesus is asking you to remove those impurities that have filled your life.
咁耶稣就嗌你去除掉呢啲杂质啦。
Maybe for some of you, you feel like you're at the bottom of a manure pit.
咁可能有啲人咧就觉得你喺啲粪下低。
And maybe Jesus is asking you to burn brighter.
但是神就叫你去帮人家去烧得光一点
To cause other people to burn hotter.
去帮人家去烧得去热一点
Maybe Jesus is asking you to be in covenantal relationship with other people.
或者耶稣就叫你去同人家别人呢就有一个有约的关系
Just yesterday, I performed and officiated my 50th wedding.
昨日咧我就舉辦咗或者係我主辦咗咧，我係第50個婚禮。
And a wedding is a covenant.
咁婚禮咧，婚姻咧係一個約啦。
Maybe for you, having a covenantal relationship is renewing your vows with your partner.
可能係當你諗翻起呢段經文嗰時咧，可能神提醒你要同你有約嘅人咧去記得翻。
Maybe Jesus is asking you to rethink about the relationships that you have.
可能神係提醒你去記得翻你自己生命嘅關係啦。
And are they relationships that are just convenient?
咁係咪係貪方便嘅關係咧
？Or are they relationships that you really invested in?
定係啲關係你真係投資時間嘅咧
？Where you've really learned to love one another?
你真係嘗試下點樣愛對方
？Are they relationships where you're bringing life?
係咪啲關係咧？你係帶到生命嘅？
Are there relationships that sin is being removed?
係咪啲關係咧？你係會除掉啲罪嘅
？Are there relationships that burn hotter?
係咪去幫到人哋咧？去燒得熱啲嘅
？That burn longer.
去燒得長時間啲嘅
？And that burn brighter.
同埋燒得光啲嘅
？Jesus says you've lost your saltiness.
主耶穌就話你失了咗味。
Let's pray.
我哋禱告。
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as we continue to worship.
天父，当我哋继续去崇拜嗰时
，God may you examine our hearts。
天父都求你监察我哋嘅心。
May you examine our lives。
去监察我哋生命。
For some of us, we have lost our saltiness。
我哋有啲人系真系失落咗我哋基督徒嘅味。
And we ask for you to make our lives salty again。
咁我哋求你帮我哋去再咸。
May we have the flavor of life。
帮我哋有生命嘅味道。
May we give life to other people。
去帮人哋有生命。
May we remove sin from around us.
去除掉我哋生命嘅雜質。
And may we never lose hope, no matter how difficult life may seem.
咁當我哋係有困難時，我哋冇失去盼望。
In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
奉主名求，阿門。